Live at ATIA 2011, this is Michael Off, and I caught up here with James Higgins with RFB&D. We're going to talk about some latest developments with your organization. I think we'll start with the software you've come out to read your books on the Macintosh format.
Well, this year we were able to provide both PC and Mac software. It was created by GH, who's partnering with us at the booth here at, in Florida. And the great thing about the Mac software is it's native to the Mac environment rather than taking existing PC software and converting it into a Mac format. This was specifically designed for the Mac user and have that native experience to what they're used to, as Mac people really enjoy Mac software.
So this is the same as a PC interface. I can actually browse through the titles, download them, and then play the titles of interest, right?
That is correct. It's fully DAISY, with the full DAISY navigation. It's very robust, and the real nice part about the software is it's forward compatible. And so if you decide to move forward to get the premium version from GH, you can upgrade that way. And as we start to develop new products and services, that software will play text-to-speech and some other things that we're looking to develop in the future.
And what's included in the upgrades?
That's a great question. I would really spend some time talking to the folks at GH, but I know that MathML is one of the things that they're really working on.
Okay.
But very robust.
Okay, now I know one of the features that has already been requested is the ability to speed up the books, which I understand you cannot do as of today, but that's something on the drawing board, is that correct?
Absolutely. We're looking to have speed capabilities on it, and so we're always looking to improve it.
Okay, so what else is new? How many titles are you up to these days?
We're up to 65,000 books. As you know, most of our books, about 50,000, are in the textbook arena, but we have everything from Goodnight Moon to some advanced calculus. We do... for the kids right now, the Twilight series has been recorded, Harry Potter, and so we really want to have a nice variety of titles for all the individuals who can benefit from our program.
Is there any looking at actual iOS, or is it, again, something you have to talk to GH about?
There's
coming to the iPhone? And
there, I would say that we should be making some very positive announcements before, I'd say, hopefully by June.
Okay.
In that arena.
Very good. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else you want to cover?
Well, I think that one of the things that we want to let you know is we've introduced on our website the MP3 player, and we've announced that the Philips Vibe Go Gear is great for some of the folks in the community who are looking for a low-cost solution. And the other thing we're doing is a lot more of webinars for schools and teaching. And the last thing I would say is if you haven't had a chance to go to rfbd.org, take a look at what's called the Training and Support Center. It's a great resource center for how to use the devices. There's recorded webinars for both the BVI community and the LD community and the top 10 questions. So we're really trying to support our members.
Great. Well, thanks a lot. Check it out, folks, at rfbd.org. Thank you. At ATIA 2011. For Serial Talk, this is Michael Off.